Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber call and send the deadly number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Director of Clinical Services, Senior Medical Officer at Gurini Yalamaka over at Yarraba, and talk about the spike of COVID-19 cases in Yarraba community and how we can encourage mob to get vaccinated. That's Dr. Jason King on the line. Dr. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Yeah, I'm going really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Thinking of the mob in Yarraba, very good morning to the mob there at Yarraba. So how are we travelling regarding COVID-19 and in regard to a vaccine with the mob there in Yarraba?
Yeah, look, Trevor, since the beginning of the year, we all came back from Christmas and we saw this outbreak starting to build here in Yarraba, and that's really what we're primarily dealing with. At the moment, we're sitting in over 450 cases across two-thirds of all households here in Yarraba. So a really big spike, and it's been rapidly growing. We're really thankful, though, that the efforts of last year and through Christmas for the community to step forward and get their vaccinations has helped protect them, though.
Exactly. So, before the cases increased, Yarraba was at 80%, wasn't it, regarding vaccination?
Yeah, we're just about to crack 80% when the first case became, positive here in Yarra, which we're really, really happy for. It really put the community in a good stead to stay protected.
Good, fantastic. Children as well?
Yep, so since the availability of the vaccine for the 5 through 11-year-olds, Yarra has really stepped forward again. And, Yarraba's got a really fantastic history of following good sound, medical advice for childhood vaccinations. We've got some of the highest vax rates in the in Australia for children, and families have continued to do that. We're still working against some of the misinformation spreading across social media, which has impacted our uptake of children after the initial good numbers. We've seen over 25% of the 5 to 11-year-olds receive their vaccines in the first 2 weeks. But again, as this misinformation continues to be spread by people over social media, what we're asking is for family members to come forward, have a yarn with your child health nurse here at the clinic, have a yarn with the doctors, and then you'll have, I think, really solid and trustworthy advice around what it means to get a vaccination, what we're hoping to protect our kids from.
Well, exactly. Are you finding that the people in community in Yarraba acting in regard to the regulations, masking, 1.5, wash your hands, are they living up to that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Look, it was really interesting this morning as I drove in. I passed a few cars coming out of the way and I saw, two or three people in a community car, driving down the road and all people wearing masks, which is really fantastic. It's just an enclosed environment like the car is, highly likely to see these things spread. And as we've seen with such a widespread number of cases across two-thirds of the houses here, it's important that people follow that advice, social distancing, washing your hands, wearing a mask, and coming and getting your vaccine if you haven't already.
Yeah, fantastic. And we're still operating in that space regarding vaccines. The Gurini Yalamaka, the health organisation, is open for that to happen. And is that where they get the vaccine, only at Gurini?
That's right. So at both our Bucky Road and Workshop Street clinics, the community can come forward and receive their vaccines for both adults and children. And that's available Monday to Friday. Testing for COVID is available at the Bucky Road facility via the ED Fever Clinic still, so that's 7 days a week availability. So if you need any of those two services, you know where to go, and our staff will be more than happy to help you out.
And, of course, Dr. Jason, our elders are vulnerable in this space. How are we travelling regarding our elders with vaccine?
Yeah, look, so at the very beginning, we knew who we needed to protect in this, and that was our most vulnerable and our most precious, which is yes. in community, is our elders. So, you know, majority of elders in community have been vaccinated, and we're really happy to see that. And we've seen, you know, again, through this outbreak, we've seen very few people becoming sick enough to even need to go to hospital, though some have. And obviously, as we progress, we want to make sure we continue to protect those people who are most vulnerable and most, you know, valuable to the community.
Exactly.
As we move forward.
Exactly. Dr. Jason, thank you so very much for sharing. Look, big shout out to the Guruni Yalamaka team there, doing a fantastic job and thinking of a mob there in Yarraba. And thank you for your input. You stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Yeah, you too, my brother. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Jason King, and he's the Director of Clinical Services, Senior Medical Officer at Guruni Yalamaka. And as he mentioned, sad as it is, about 450 cases in Yarraba in the community over there, and two-thirds of houses have got the yucky disease, COVID-19. But everybody's doing a bit. The Yarraba, the community itself, 80% of people are vaccinated, and more coming through to get vaccinated. And people are driving around with masks on and you know, living up to the rules and regulation, washing your hands 1.5 metres in regard to distancing from each other. So they're doing their bit. Thinking of you, mob in Yarraba, stay strong. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong here, 1-800-422-416.
I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. Deep washes in the shallows. They don't want to speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. I see the shadows, I hear the shots. I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They want to talk about how far we got.
Never stops.
Where the bodies drop, they build up the parking lot. And they call that survival. Put us on a mission. Force fed us bubbles, they put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their hands, bodies at their feet. And there's a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers in the streets. Now the shadows never leave, no justice, no peace.
Shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
On the product of resistance, I embody who survived. On the strength of that spirit, on the voice of who will die. So who the fuck are you to civilize? Now we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
Stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill up beside the old song where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. I see shadows on the hill up beside.
Yeah.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, have your say. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. When you're in your country, BBM, Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And big shout out, good morning there, you mob there, Yarraba. Hope you're well. Had a deadly yarn there with Dr. Jason King and talk about the pandemic and the virus that's happening over there. Need to stay strong, abide by the rules, and talk to Girini Yalamaka, First Nation Health Organisation over there, and they'll guide you in regard to this space. Stay safe, you mob. All right, so top stories here in the news. New South Wales records 30 deaths as COVID restriction eases ahead of schedule. A boyfriend charged with murder after a woman found dead in acid-filled bathtub at North Parramatta Unit, New South Wales. Anti-vaccine protesters swarm National Press Club ahead of a Morrison appearance. Southeast Queensland feels like Darwin amid a stifling 40 degrees heat wave. Melbourne house prices surpass $1 million. Sydney values continue to rise in January. It's a special time why Lunar New Year will be different across Australia this year. So they're the headlines of the news today. Have your say in Yarnum Strong. Tell us what's happening with your mob, your organisation, your fantastic family there, how you're travelling 2022. Maybe you want to talk about New Year resolution. Maybe you're starting a new job, opening a new business, starting uni. Want to hear from you, mob. Too deadly. 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on the daily number 1-800-422-416. Now, a new audiology course addresses anti-hearing health demand. A new Master of Clinical Audiology course is rolling out at Charles Darwin University. We're going to catch up a yarn now with CDU Senior Lecturer and Course Coordinator of Audiology, Dr. Andrea Simpson. On the line, Andrea, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thank you for having me. I'm well today.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important space that you're working in. When we're talking about hearing health for First Nation people, there is a big gap compared to non-Indigenous people. So a very important course that's at the table. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I've been really passionate about. We've all been pushing to try and get an audiology course up in the ENT, so we're so excited that it's finally happening.
Fantastic. And so with that, we draw in students to the table to do the study, do the course, and then bonuses they can do in regarding doing this course in the NT?
Well, we're going to focus a lot on First Nations health. Mm. So the course is quite unique in that it offers audiology, but it also has quite a public health bent. So we're going to work with the public health guys and incorporate a lot more focus on that, which I, as well as sort of working in regional remote areas. So I think students who do the course will be well equipped to work in the NT.
And so with that, the audiology course aims to address the shortage of audiologists in the Northern Territory. So there is a shortage there, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. They've been very hard to recruit. It's a really small profession. There's maybe only just over 3,000 audiologists across the country. Mm. So it's been really hard to get audiologists up in the Northern Territory. So we're hoping by people studying there, they'd be, you know, more inclined to stay on.
Yes. The other thing I'm thinking of as well is also an opportunity to promote for young Indigenous students going into the medical world detour in regarding audiology, because nothing beats black on black. And when you've got our students who become professionals working with our mob, I mean, that's A1 plan of attack, yes?
Absolutely. That was one of the biggest focuses for starting in the NT. In terms of First Nations audiologists, there's only a handful.
Mm.
And we know what a difference, you know, it makes. Because there's so few audiology courses, they're all based in major cities, students who can't travel or maybe don't want to leave country or don't want to leave family aren't necessarily going to choose audiology. So we're hoping that by basing it, you know, in NT, we might be able to attract, you know, more First Nations students.
Okay. And regarding audiology and the course that we're talking about, a clinical audiology course, is that on top of the degree itself, or how's that working?
So it's a two-year master's, so students can have a degree, an undergraduate degree from any discipline, and then they're welcome to apply for the Master's of Audiology course.
Right, fantastic. And that creates a fantastic pathway, a career pathway for that student. But as you said, work in very important space, closing the gap in regard to Indigenous health, hearing of health. So it's a fantastic, well, have fantastic to have that on your portfolio, so to speak, in your resume.
Yes, definitely. Audiologists are pretty high demand work-wise, so I don't imagine that graduates would have too much of a tough time finding work.
Mm. So with your position there, how long have you been in that role, Dr. Andrea?
I'm pretty new to Charles Darwin, so I was brought across to start up the Master of Clinical Audiology.
Yes.
So I've been here for roughly 5 months now. So, yeah.
And one of your jobs is to promote this new clinical audiology course, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic.
Get it up and running. Yeah, yep.
Well, good luck with it all, and thank you very much for coming to the program. And look, all the best to your team. Your family, stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, Andrea.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. You stay safe too, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
A deadly yarn there, and that's Dr. Andrea Simpson. She's the CDU, Cairns Darwin University Senior Lecturer and Course Coordinator of Audiology. Because we're talking about a new Master of Clinical Audiology course is rolling out at Charles Darwin University. So she heads it up and looking for students to take on this course, an opportunity to help First Nation people in the hearing health section. And demand is strong, there, high in regards to compared to non-Indigenous young ones. So very important to close that gap. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. And the deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
That I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Shine your lights bright enough the world.
like a star.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Cuckoo Yalanji Girl. That's Adrian Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong New Mob, 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the team down that way. Going to catch up with Yana, beautiful Samantha from WA. A very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you? It's been some time.
It has been some time, yes, darling. And you travelling well?
Well, I'm travelling well, and I got some good news. My sister Paula will turn 90 in July.
90 in July, yes.
Had a bad fall on her property.
Oh.
And is coming home from hospital on Friday.
Oh, beautiful. Well, that's good news. So she's okay. Yes?
She's okay. She was lucky the postman found her.
Well, you tell your sister that she'll do anything to attract attention.
I know.
Look at me. She's on the mend. She's going to be 90 in July.
In July. The 9th of July is her birthday.
Okay. Yes. Good inning. Travelling well?
Oh, she's travelling well. She runs the property, but now her granddaughter's coming to live with her because...
Of the fall.
She doesn't want to give the property up.
Okay.
That's where all her children were born and everything.
So, and where's the property, Samantha?
In Wollaston, a place called Wollaston, West Australia.
Okay, Wollaston. Okay, now you guys are getting a lot of rain over there at the moment, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Get that snorkel out of your mouth. I can't understand what you're saying, Samantha. Yeah, but rain is good. Rain is good.
It is. We need it. We do need
it. We do,
it,
yes.
Don't we? And oh, it's great to hear your voice, Trevor. I just wanted you to know I haven't forgotten you.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. And you're our marketing manager there in WA. You let everybody know about our beautiful program.
I pass the number on all the time and talk about it.
We're waiting for an invoice. So beautiful. How's John going?
He's going very well.
Good.
He really is.
Your carer.
Keeping him busy, you know.
Yes. Your carer, your beautiful son. And he's doing his bit there, looking after you. So you talk about your sister, Paula. So how many siblings you got?
I've got four siblings. And my sister is the eldest one now. Like I said, she's coming up to 90.
Mm-hmm.
And up until the fall, luckily the postman found her.
Yes.
Because she never took her phone with her. I don't know. She always does. She's very active for her age. She's very.
So how long was she laying there before the postman found her?
Apparently 3 hours.
Oh, wow. Scary. And so she would have been in the sun. She would have been in the heat. Was it during the day or yes?
Yeah, and the postman, no. She's always there waiting for him from the mail. So he knew something was wrong. Thank heavens for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, beautiful. And that shows you the community that we live in and all looking out for each other, yeah? Neighbours watch, so to speak.
Isn't it?
It is.
To look after each other.
Well, he's thinking, gee, that's odd. She's not here to check for the mail. So then he went for a wander on the property and found her.
Yeah, and found her.
Yeah.
And, of course, went into the house because, of course, the house wasn't locked up, got the phoned the family, and now, as I said, her great-granddaughter will be living with her, but she won't leave the property.
Yes.
All the memories are there, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. Oh, well, that's good news, and tell her we said hello and give her love there.
I will. I'll give her your number, no problem.
You take care, Samantha. All the best, darling.
Oh, I'll tell her to tune in.
Tune in. That's right, exactly. Yeah. Tell her get with the program.
Absolutely. Thank you, Trevor.
Take care, Samantha. Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Samantha from WA, a loyal listener, and her beautiful son there, John, is a carer for her, looks after her. And good news about her sister Paula coming out of hospital. Sad about the fall and what have you, but she's adamant. She's not leaving her property and got a granddaughter going to be living with her. So that's great news. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people.
gonna have to step.
Beef over rum, beef over rum. We like to taste the bully beef over rum. Beef over rum, beef over rum. We like to taste the bully beef over rum. Beef over rum, beef over rum. We like to taste the bully beef over rum. Beef over rum, beef over rum. We like to taste the bully beef over rum.
Beef over rum, it's not just low cost. Yes, it's good when you're cooking for a big mob. It stays fresh when the power's off. See, I cook it up, it tastes good.
At least for this, Murray.
When I cook, I got a thing.
It's a hunger thing.
Will the mob like it?
It's a mob thing.
Just step right up to the stove in a big pot. Tell the mob you're cooking bullet beef over rum.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, thank you, Troy Cassidale. You are with Trevor here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. We're about 11 minutes on the program. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. And come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And voice for people, so do utilise it. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Here's a deadly story from The Age about the Australian Open. We had no idea how good she actually was. Barty's parents savoured the moment. If you think 44 years is a long time waiting for a homegrown Australian Open champion, Rob and Josie Barty had a long wait of their own to witness their daughter Ash win a major title. And it states here, if you think 44 years is a long time to wait for a homegrown Australian champion, Rob and Josie had a longer wait and witnessing their daughter Ash winning the major title, because world number one Barty won the won her third major title on Saturday night. This time, friends and family, included her parents, could be there. Rob and Josie were unable to be at the Wimbledon last year due to the pandemic, and when Barty won Roland Garros in 2019, they were stranded in London, unable to get to Paris in time for the final. Rob admitted the family was struggling to get their heads around how their 25-year-old daughter had lifted the nation. It probably didn't hit home until I was speaking with Jason Stoltenberg, former coach of Barty. He told The Age and Sydney Morning Herald he was telling me how hard it is from an Australian perspective to win the Australian Open. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, mate, 78 was the last time male or female had won the Australian Open. Look at the people we've had in between. We've had Mark Philippoupis, Sam Stoltz, Pat Rafter, and Leighton Hewitt. So no one could get it done. They were all great players, but the pressure of playing at home is just immense. And he said she's gone through the fortnight without dropping a set. It's unbelievable. And because I'm not a tennis player, I don't think of those things. But Jason actually articulated it very well and just said it's massive for tennis in Australia that Ash has won. And he said it would have been massive had any of the other great players before her won it, but they didn't. Ash is the one who broke the drought. It's amazing, it really is. Her overjoyed father said, we knew she could play tennis, but we had no idea she actually was that good. So beautiful. And she was born in Ipswich, Queensland there. And she's also a part of the Gurugu people, the Aboriginal people south of New South Wales, southern New South Wales, and northern eastern Victoria. So represent Two Deadly Sister and leading from the front. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Got about 9 minutes on the program here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You
follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now.
Hey sister,
you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now.
Hey sister,
you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now.
I say, hey, oh yeah.
Share this with you in my song.
This is where we come from. This is who I am. This is how I'm
represent. I fight the drums from the east, strike a dance from the west. Torres Strait Islands, I shall represent. Son of a man, raised by island kings, born to Mala warriors, my culture flows within the heart of my people, you plumb us.
Yeah, strong deadly brother there. That's Mau Power, My Blood, My People, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where brother got a sign off for today, you mob. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. We come to you live here at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Click of a button. Thank you, mob. Hope you're well down there, too deadly. And you can also text 247-04-5714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But thank you for your company, mob. Always good to be yarning with you, mob. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we want you all to be safe. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And with the pandemic about, please take care. Talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding the vaccine. Have that yarn and keep your family safe, you mob. Too deadly.